Float it over.
So
Just have a question about that. Does it make a difference if there are just a few commands? For example, if you can pre-program in like numbers 1 through 10 and pre-program, say, 9 channels, and then just use the voice recognition to say channel 1, and then you've programmed in, say, BBC4 is your channel 1, as your favorites, like to have a certain number of favorites, and that. Okay. Then it doesn't matter. Okay. Okay. Of course, mobile phones do tend to be more expensive, £150 or something, as opposed to the 20 euros, 25 euros. Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thought I. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Well, I kind of think if we're going to have the voice recognition for part of it, then maybe we should have it for the whole thing. And we've been talking about it the whole time, and I'm in kind of inclined to say that we should just go for it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Is it gonna work? Okay, so I did some research on the internet and what you know, the user interface are just the aspects that are seen by users, commands and mechanisms for the operation, and they're just kind of a variety of choices. Findings. So a lot of times they tend to look cluttered, and these were just a couple examples of different kinds that are a little bit more unusual. There are some special ones available, like this one right here, which is marketed towards children, different designs. And one of the things that we need to watch out for is a V in volume, because people sometimes take a little picture of what I thought ours could look like. So just kind of minimize the clutter, avoid too many buttons. And also, one of the things that people have used is a slide button like you have on a mouse, that possibly we could use that on the sides for volume, for example, have the slide button on the side, and then you can pre-program the channels, voice recognition, and then the voice response sample locator. Just because I, for example, if I'm using a mouse, I like to be able to slide it up and down, so I thought it might be good for volume to just be able to kind of roll it and then have the up and down, and then the, this is my great little drawing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The only advantage I was thinking of to having the buttons, like the buttons on one side for the channel and then the slider, is that if you're just holding it in your hand and you pick it up, it's easy to know, okay, this is just the volume and this is the channel. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was thinking kind of just for the volume, but what do you guys think? We can. Yeah. 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 I'm just gonna pass this along. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah, like the kind you get on like hand weights, you know, that kind of spongy. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What if we included the batteries in the cover? So, like, yeah, so can I see that thing? Just this an example. So if yeah, I guess that's yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just another €5 to get. Right. Yeah. Yeah, like they have for mobile phones that are just fruits and animal prints and colors. Yeah. Okay.
persuade on their coffee table to say, this says something about me. This is fashionable. I'm with it. I'm not today.
Yeah, like an
Yellow is
LJ.
a bit of a strong color
Yeah,
to make
like
people think
Yeah.
gray or black or some sort of black color.
Yeah. Well, I was sort of kind of picturing like maybe a shape that's almost like a mouse. So that, you know, when they hold it, it's because a mouse is pretty comfortable to hold in your hand. Maybe we could make it a slightly different shape so they could hold on to it, but that way they can have the volume on the side and then the channel buttons and have the power wherever, somewhere. I mean, that was just an idea that I had. Yeah. Yeah, maybe kind of a yeah, sort of a combination. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, kind of maybe a little wider than this, 'cause this is pretty comfortable to hold, and then if you had yeah, then wider up here, and then it would have a wider thing to have the light, the infrared light at the TV, and just kind of change channels and adjust the volume, and the power could be wherever up the top or something. What do you guys think about that? Oh, yeah. That is a very good point. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and just say. Yeah, I suppose So I guess we could have a menu button as well. We could have the channels and the power and then a menu button and then the volume. So have four buttons and the volume instead of three buttons and the volume. Yeah, that's on the TV, yeah. Yeah, and then... Yeah, press that is... Yeah, that might work. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like the mouse where you just kind of click it. You just press it. Yeah, and you could just click that to... So if you had, like, the menu, then you could scroll through and then click it to select... You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and especially if we're making them so, like, different and, yeah. 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 Like this, or like this. kind of like this hole. So you could use like this and it would go, or... Yeah. Yeah. Yep.